Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. New South Wales has recorded one locally acquired case of the coronavirus, which is a child in a household of existing cases. At least 26,800 people were tested, which Premier Gladys Berejiklian says is a welcome improvement from previous testing numbers. Ms. Berejiklian is also urging people to think about taking the COVID-19 vaccine and says a COVID-safe lifestyle should continue in the state.
Once the vaccine rollout is occurring, we still need to be COVID-safe. Just because some people in the community, whether it's a small number or a larger number, have the vaccine does not mean that the rest of us can relax. Quite the opposite. All of us have to maintain our COVID-safe lifestyle.
The Queensland Government is shutting down a quarantine hotel after six people staying on the same floor contracted the UK variant of coronavirus. Queensland has recorded two new cases of COVID-19 in hotel quarantine. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says everyone currently in quarantine at the hotel will be moved to a new location.
I think the safest thing to do is to move all of the guests out of that hotel to other hotels immediately. So that has now started and will happen today. So all of those 129 remaining people in that hotel will move, will get tested, and will stay in quarantine for 14 days unless we find out what the link is.
Federal Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, set to be administered in Australia, is safe and effective. It comes after remarks from some infectious disease experts that the vaccine has a low efficacy rate compared with other options on the market. Australia is producing 53 million doses of the vaccine. Obtaining at least 10 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine from overseas and multiple other vaccine deals are in place. US President Donald Trump has dismissed as ridiculous efforts by Democrats in Congress to impeach him for inciting insurrection. The House of Representatives is expected to vote on an article of impeachment later today. Mr. Trump says his speech delivered to his supporters before they engaged in last week's deadly Capitol riot was totally appropriate.
But they've analyzed my speech and my words and my final paragraph, my final sentence, and everybody to the T thought it was totally appropriate.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is criticizing beliefs of Chinese medicine, saying it's associated with the cause of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Johnson blames the spread of the coronavirus on the Chinese using pangolin scales, an ant-eater-like mammal whose scales are often used in traditional Chinese medicine. The Prime Minister says the spread of the virus is similar to that of the plague.
Don't forget that the coronavirus pandemic was the product of an imbalance in man's relationship with the natural world. Like the original plague that struck the Greeks, I seem to remember in book one of the Iliad, it is a zoonotic disease. It originates from, whether it's bats or, I'm winding up, but whether it originates from bats or pangolins.
And in sport, Australian tennis player Bernard Tomic is one match away from qualifying for the Australian Open. After defeating Tristan Schoolcate, Tomic will now face John Patrick Smith. The winner is guaranteed a spot at the Australian Open in February. I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News in Easy English.